The first time Eddie saw him was on a train. He watched him board at Runcorn Station, a cloud of cigarette smoke clinging to him like a graceless shadow. Eddie coughed just to be a dick, and the guy looked straight at him. Eddie never paid much attention to the passengers on this train. He'd always considered them to be nothing more than dispensable seat fillers, like the people at the Oscars whose sole purpose it was to take someone's place when they went to the bathroom. He was certain that if he tapped one of them on the shoulder, they'd merely topple over like cheap cardboard cutouts. The same couldn't be said for this new guy. Eddie could tell he was new because he'd never seen him before, and Eddie had seen everybody. He'd seen the Latino woman to his left breastfeeding beneath her big blue handbag. He'd seen the geriatric hipster judging her over the rim of his Trivex glasses. He'd seen the prissy blonde-haired woman avert her eyes as her twins wreaked havoc on the faded upholstery. But he'd never seen him. The new boy glared at Eddie, probably because of his counterfeit coughing, but maybe also because the guy was an asswipe. Eddie held his gaze and didn't back down until the new guy opted to sit directly across from him. And then Eddie decided the streets of Runcorn were suddenly very interesting. Eddie's eyes betrayed him a few times. The boy kept doing this thing with his hands, drumming his fingers on his leg like there was a beat inside his head. Maybe it was the musician in Eddie, but he found himself wishing he could hear it. He didn't think he'd ever wanted to hear anything so badly in his life. When the train stopped at Greenview and Eddie stood up, he was surprised to find the new guy standing too. Then he noticed the dark green poking out from beneath his black hoodie. "You go to Greenview?" Eddie asked before he could stop himself. The new guy never responded.